Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Obviously, big game coming up on Sunday, right?
Like,
we got
yes.
It's massive. Us versus the Titans, 105. We already know they stole the Super Bowl away from us last year, more or less. Jess, we found out, though, that there's, before we get them on, there's like another morning show in Nashville.
Yeah.
Home of the Titans. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like talking trash about us, and like they want to put us up a little wager on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the phone with us now is it's from the city, all the way from the city of the team that is going to lose on Sunday. From Nashville, from the station Mix 92.9, this is Brandon and Clint and Ricky. Good morning, you guys.
Hello, our friends in Baltimore.
It's friends as of now. We'll see how it goes on Sunday, right?
Oh, come on. There is enough fighting in the world. This is just some fun rivalry to distract ourselves from, you know, other things.
Well, and this one,
a fun rivalry with real consequences.
Very real consequences. And I'm actually, you know what? I'm really surprised you guys reached out. So I'm sitting here the other day. It was yesterday. And Brandon reached out to me on Facebook. He's like, hey, listen, would you want to do like a little camaraderie between our two shows since our two teams are going head to head? And I was like, that's pretty bold for a team that's going to go down. Now, listen, I get it. Last year was a weird year. And we can admit that, right? But let's look at all the previous years before last year. And like, we're playing odds here. It's not looking too great for you guys.
Oh, well, this is a new year.
That's not what I read, and I'm not a sports person.
That's not what the Nashville newspapers are saying this morning.
Well, maybe you've noticed what Derrick Henry's been doing lately. He is going to run all over the Ravens defense.
Well, that's very optimistic. I feel like it's very optimistic of our friends over here in Nashville. So, Jess, we went on the air a couple seconds ago with them, and they threw a wager our way, and they said, listen, when Nashville wins on Sunday, then you guys have to come back on our radio station and admit that the Titans are the best and that the Ravens suck pretty much. And we're like, ooh, that's pretty awful. But are we feeling confident enough that we're going to be able to pull this thing off on Sunday, that we're not going to have to do that? And in turn, they're going to have to come back on our mix station and do the same thing?
I could not be more confident that we are going to win on Sunday. So much so that, like, I cannot wait to see Brandon, Ricky, and Clint in some Ravens hats in our swag telling us sorry for what they've done. Also, Brandon, I'm just curious, why did you want to reach out to us in the first place? Because I would be a little nervous if I was you.
Because I'm not nervous.
You're not?
And he likes to gamble.
No, I see that. Here's the really odd part to me, though. Brandon, here's the really odd part to me is when we were messaging on Facebook, the first thing that I saw is actually you have a Buffalo Bills gear all over your Facebook page. So what's going on with that?
Really?
Born and raised in Buffalo, but my heart is in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's not diehard like us, Jess.
No, he's not. He doesn't. I don't.
This way, if we are playing the odds, I have two possible teams that could win the Super Bowl.
That's true. That's a good way of looking at it that way too. Okay, so that's the wager that we have made with our friends over at Mix in Nashville is that when we win on Sunday, mm-hmm. we're not only going to have to have them, we're going to send them all kind of Ravens gear. They're not only going to have to wear, but then post on their social media. But they'll be back on the air with us on Monday to then, you have to admit, like, listen, you guys were running. You guys are the best. And by the odd chance we don't win on Sunday, which we're going to win. What are we doing with you guys?
Same thing.
Yeah, the
same
thing.
You're coming on our show.
Yeah. We're not worried about it.
Same-sies.
We're so confident with this thing, man.
Yeah, I will not wear Titans anything. I will not support Derrick Henry in any way, shape, or form. We better win on Sunday. I will be so mad.
This is going to be an interesting weekend, folks.
Turn that upside down because just think of it as a new outfit, girl.
Okay. Okay. You're right. Free stuff. Hey, free is for me. I'm down.
And listen to the bedazzled version.
Yeah. Hey! Okay, I'm always down with that. I'm super down.
She'll be all about it. That's Brandon and Clint and Ricky, and they're on and Mix 92.9 in Nashville. We'll talk to you guys on Monday, okay?
Fighting!
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5. You ready? WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
Time to turn it up.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Initiating in 10 seconds. 9, Bell's Point, 8, Bel Air, 7, Air Force, 6, Danielle, 5, Delta, 4, Delta, 3, Delta, 2, Columbia. 1, 1, 1.
Are you ready?
Now.
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5 and on your phone with radio.com.
Hello.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
Yeah, man. It's Friday. Oh my God, we finally made it.
We made it. I can't believe it.
It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign when you're saying that literally on the first day of the first Friday of the new year, right?
That's totally okay because my friend told me that Christmas and New Year's are the hardest and most difficult holidays to come back from. So this week, if it felt like a drag for you, just getting back into your routine, your body feeling sluggish from all like the brownies and the cookies and the sweets you've been eating, if you have been, that's just me personally, like totally okay. So this week was just like, we all get a pass for this
one. Whom is your friend though? That you said that with such authoritative statement. Oh, well, my friend said this, so it must be true.
I believe it. I believe him.
I feel like that's like a meme you read. Scrolling through Instagram yesterday.
My friend told me yesterday he's an Amazon driver, so I trust him.
We should start a segment on the show that my friend said, so it must be true.
Yes.
Let's get down to business, man. 6 o'clock club. Good morning. It's Friday. Whew, man. What a week. We do this every single morning. First thing right out the gate is we just say good morning to you. We want to know who's up in the great state of Maryland and just hanging out with us. We're like a little club that gets together and just does this thing first thing in the morning. So if you are up, if you'll shoot us a text, we'll say good morning to you on the air. Our phone number to text 410-583-1065. Jess, who's up?
I'm excited because we got a lot of family up with us this morning. Carrie is so very, Veronica, Steph Rowe, Mr. W, Lisa G, Elmer, Motormouth. Lori wants to wish everyone a very happy Purple Friday. Go Ravens.
Yes, yes.
Phoenix Kim, good morning. Sherry, Lady D from Glen Burnie.
Okay.
Ponytail Pete and Jazzy Josh. Who else is up with us? Hope Floats, Gus, BTSZ, Kenny from PA, Lisa, Karen Amber, and Scotty Too Hottie. Hello.
Man, so glad everybody's here, man. 410-583-1065. Jess, when you get a new deodorant for the next, like, 48 hours, and you like, who is that person that smells so great? Then you realize it's yourself.
Have you not? But you haven't worn deodorant in, like, 10 days, though, right?
Not for days. Yeah. When I got back from Georgia, I was out when I left, and I was like, I'll get some when I get back. But we've been working from home, so I'm like, I'll get to the store eventually. I finally went yesterday, and for the first time in probably, it's been at least 5 years. I changed my deodorant scent, and all morning I'm like, okay.
Really?
Okay.
What made you do that? You were just feeling yourself?
It was on sale, to be honest with you.
Okay,
it was like half the price of the other one.
But
now I'm like, okay, look at me.
I did my makeup and I got dressed for the first time yesterday.
I saw that. I
felt like a different person.
I
had to because this whole week, like working from home, again, if you don't know, Kramer and I are working from home. He's in Fed Hill. I'm in Towson. And we've been fortunate enough to be able to be in the studio this entire time since we left for the holidays. We're quarantined. Right. We'll be back in studio on Monday. But I feel like we're late to the game because I know a lot of you have been working from home. We are not cut for this. And so I have not been getting dressed. I haven't gotten dressed since Saturday. So I did my makeup yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice. It was like, there you go, Jess. Go ahead. Look at you. I got deodorant. You put on makeup. We're like real citizens.
I feel fantastic.
All right. Baltimore top three here in a couple seconds. Get the show started.
So President Donald Trump has finally made a statement regarding the riots that took place at the nation's capital. We'll tell you what he said next in the Baltimore top three.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number 3.
President Donald Trump is conceding to President-elect Joe Biden and condemning the violent supporters who stormed the nation's capital on Wednesday. Speaking in a video released online, the president speaks out against the riot that left him outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem.
The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Now that Congress has certified the results, the new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th, and President Trump's focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power following Congress's certification of Biden as the next president. More than 90 people have been charged in connection with the violence at the nation's capital. At least 7 Marylanders are among those arrested, one of which, a Frederick man, was fired from his job at a marketing company on Thursday after he was photographed inside the Capitol during the riot wearing his company's name tag.
And I think Inauguration Day is the 21st or the 20th, if I'm right.
20th.
20th, okay. All right.
Number 2.
Columbia has been named the second best city for jobs in the U.S. for 2021. WalletHub compared 182 cities across two key dimensions, those being job market and socioeconomic. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball said this recognition proves that the area is resilient and is a huge testament to the hard work of the business community. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Number 1.
So it's no secret that Adele is a huge Beyonce fan, and now reports claim that we may soon hear them singing together. Sources say that there have been whispers that the two superstars may team up for a duet and possibly for Adele's upcoming album. When Adele hosted SNL late last year, the sole purpose why she only hosted and was not the musical guest was because her album wasn't finished. But unfortunately, there are no confirmations about the possible Beyonce collab and no word on when Adele's record is actually coming out. However, there are previous reports also claiming that singer-songwriter Her have contributed to the album as well. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I think that's a long overdue collaboration. Also, what does Beyonce do now? You know, I mean, I guess she doesn't need to do anything. She's just rich, you know? She's in that rich category of, like, I don't have to work anymore. But we haven't heard a song from her in, what, probably 5 years?
No.
When's the last time we had a Beyonce song? Like,
oh, aside from, like, Black is King and her Disney stuff?
And then...
Well, no, you know, she did her, like she has the Black is King. She did, like, kind of, like, the visual album, like, kind of...
Was it 2 years ago, Alex?
2 years ago when she did that?
Okay.
She has Ivy Park right now. She's releasing the clothing line.
She's doing the clothing stuff. That's right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Happy freaking Friday. I feel like we've like earned that one. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. This week has been a long week.
We came into 2021. I'm already skipping past 2021.
We came
into this year like, yeah, that's our best year yet. And now I'm on Friday. I'm like, oh, my God.
I know. It's okay. We're getting through it.
Welcome to Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. What you're about to hear is going to be a low-key train wreck because we're working at home this week. We're back in the studio on Monday, but there's this weird delay. And if you've listened to the Flock line for the last couple of months, then you know we typically cheer along with a fight song. But yes, with a weird delay, I can just expect this to be a complete disaster as we get into this. You ready, Jess? Here we go.
R!
A!
I think that's right.
E. Yes.
And are we even right anywhere close?
Ravens.
That'd be so uncomfortable.
We're not on it. Right. Okay.
But I feel like it wouldn't be right to not do it, you know?
We have to.
Playoffs, baby. We made it. Tennessee Titans taking them on Sunday. 105 is game time. Obviously, we're going to win this thing, right?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. It's our year. They took it from us once. They're not taking it from us again.
So if you listen to this show on Purple Fridays, you know we do this thing called the Flock Line, which pretty much if you're part of the flock, if you're wearing purple today, if you're diehard Ravens, we're doing this on-air pep rally that just includes you because we can't do like a real-life pep rally. They got a drive-through pep rally, but like this is like the chance for the city to like get pumped, get the team pumped, just feel the purple through the airwaves. So all we ask you to do is if you're diehard, call our Flock Line. The number's different this week. It's 833-FLOCKLINE. 833-FLOCKLINE, and let's get the team pumped up. Here we go.
Hi, my name's Alicia from Essex, Maryland. Go Ravens, go Lamar Jackson, beat Henry down. Let's go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Raylene from Pasadena, Maryland. Love you guys.
Aww.
Let's go Ravens, let's go. Let's go Ravens, let's go. So excited for Sunday, and happy belated birthday, Lamar. Woohoo, let's go, boys.
Yeah, shout out Lamar.
Sweet.
Yesterday,
I love it.
He, 24, I think he turned 24 yesterday.
24,
23.
Yes.
24? 24. Okay. Our phone number, 833-FLOCKLINE, 833-FLOCKLINE, if you're trying to get on the Flock line today.
Hi, this is Melanie from Falston. I just wanted to give a shout out to the boys. I know it's going to be a tough game this Sunday, but keep practicing, keep trying. We're behind you 100%. Go Ravens, go. Call, call.
My name is Charlie, and I'm from
Audubon.
Go Ravens, and I love you, and I can't wait to be on the radio. Bye.
Aw, yes.
So freaking cute.
Yes.
Come on, man. I don't care what age you are. 833-FLOCKLINE. Call us. 833-FLOCKLINE. We call this man the king of the flock line. It is Priestley from the Mix Afternoon Show. Always just killing it.
There it is. Let's go, Ravens! We need to avenge ourselves, boys. By the way, today, as I'm leaving this message, happy birthday, Lamarvelous! Belated now because it's Friday morning, but this is being left on Thursday, which is your birthday, Lamar! Lamar Jackson, you deserve the ring. I want you to go into Texas and show these boys what it's all about. Let's go, Ravens! Let's go, Lamar Milan! And everybody else, come on, Ravens, we can do this. Avenge ourselves from last year. Show them who's boss. Let's go, Ravens!
That dude just kills it every time.
He's my favorite.
Every week, I know he's going to come through strong.
What about us?
Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. It's 2021, everybody.
Hey.
Just wondering, you know how every day has like a national whatever day, you know?
Yeah.
Well, today is National Mail Watchers Day. National
Ooh.
Mail Watchers.
Wait, what's that? I never heard of that in my life.
It says, ladies, here is the day that you can enjoy thoroughly.
Ooh.
On Mail Watchers Day,
okay.
You get the opportunity to go out and watch the guys. After all, they have their fun watching the ladies. Now it's your turn to hoot and holler.
Okay, I will go outside and hoot and holler, if you will. If you see me hooting and hollering at you, just let me do it.
What would that even sound like, by the way?
I'm so awkward. Like
I know.
I don't know if anyone knows this about me, but I'm probably the worst. Like,
flirter,
attempting to be attractive. I would just be like, I like the shoelace color that you chose today. It's kind of nice, and I think it brings out your eyes,
They can't hear you. They're like, what'd you say?
Never. I'm crossing. Okay. Did you want it? Bye.
I mean, I'm just wondering, because if I said it was National Female Watchers Day, we'd have a big problem. I would be totally against that. Like, what? That doesn't even make sense anymore. Are we okay with Male Watchers Day? Jess, I'm going to have you either approve it or deny it this year.
Yes.
You're into
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I'm into
okay.
it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go outside on my balcony, and the first man walks by, I'm going to be...
Can you go do that right now?
Okay.
Okay, hang on. We'll come back here in a second. I want to hear Jess literally hoot and holler at one of her neighbors that's working from home. Okay, we'll be back here next on Mix 106.5. What? I don't even know how this just happened. It's Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. In case you don't know, we're working from home, and I think we're getting a little loopy. It's Friday,
yeah.
The last day having to work from home.
And we're losing our minds at this point.
I just told Jess, I'm like, I don't know if you know this, but January 8th is National Mail Watchers Day, which basically says, listen, women, go out and just like hoot and holler at the men. That's literally what the definition of the day is. And Jess said, I'm going to take advantage of this situation. And somehow, how do we even get here to where now Jess is going to try? Oh, because we said that Jess is really bad and awkward at flirting. I don't even know how you got your boyfriend garage boy.
I was intoxicated. So, like, I was so, because the things, I couldn't even look him in the eye at one point. I don't know.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send Jess out on her balcony up in her apartment in Towson. And like the first man that you see, we want you to literally hoot and holler at him. And we're trying to figure out before he came on, like, what's the opening line? Like, does she need to say, like, hey, daddy?
Hey, zaddy? Hey, boy?
Hey, boy? Yes,
wait,
hey,
I'm
boy.
So nervous.
Hey, boy.
Okay.
Let's just see how this conversation naturally goes. Here, pull the music down really quick so we can just take all this awkwardness in.
Wait, why did I get so much anxiety? I live here. What if I run into him again and he thinks I'm some psycho?
Okay, so okay. Are you on the balcony now?
Okay, I'm going.
Okay.
Wait, what should I say? Should I say hey?
Do you see a guy?
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Just say hey, boy, and then go.
I say hey, boy, like your dog? Hey, boy. I love your dog.
and I love you too.
And I
love the way you look. I love the way you look.
I love the way you look. Okay, I'm running inside. Oh my god! No.
Jess, why do I feel like we're like in a 13-year-old slumber party right now?
He literally looked at me like so annoyed. Like, what do you want? It's 8:30. He's just trying to walk his dog like a normal human being. And I look like a freakazoid. I'm like, I'm holding a mic. He's like, what is happening?
That was so bad.
My lip is sweating. I hated that.
Well, ladies, enjoy your National Male Watcher Day. It's Mix 106.5. Back here in a sec, all right? Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Happy Friday, man. It's like, we earned this Friday. There's some Fridays that are given
good to
you, and mm-hmm. there's some Fridays like you earn. I feel like this one was like an earned Friday. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Crazy stat, Jess. Ready for this? And this makes me feel so sad to admit that I'm part of this. 80% of people in Baltimore are not going to actually reach their New Year's resolution. 80% of New Year's resolutions fail.
Yeah.
They've been obviously researching this for years now. They say typically, and it doesn't matter if it's a small goal or if it's a big goal, typically 80% of people in the state of Maryland will not hit their New Year's resolution. Now, here's the problem. They say the average of when people don't break their New Year's resolution is about March. Okay?
Which, okay.
That's 90 days. That's pretty dang good. I got to give you credit. Then there's people like me mm-hmm. who today, on the 8th of January, 8 days into the new year, where I came in gung-ho, already flopped. Not only have I broken my New Year's resolution once, I've broken it twice.
What happened?
And there's no excuse for that. I came into 2021, listen, I didn't realize how much of an emotional eater I was until quarantine. You know,
your boy,
he put on a little love, you know what I mean?
That's okay.
And so I'm like, the one thing I really got to cut out that I'm bad about is chips.
Oh.
So that's it. Going into 2021, goodbye fried foods, baby. That's it.
Really?
Farewell.
That's all together?
Everything fried, not eating. Okay? And typically, you need to know this about me. I'm OCD. I'm super OCD. So if I say I'm going to do something, I will 100% do it. Like, a few things. Like, I said I was not going to eat meat again, and it's been, 2 years for that?
Yeah.
I said I'm not going to drink again. That was, 2.5 years ago? Like, I'm super disciplined with this kind of stuff, man.
Yes, those are really big things, though, too. Like, becoming, now you're completely vegan. Like, you don't drink anymore. Those aren't just, like, minor things to change in your life, and you've been very successful with those.
And you're telling me I can't give up potato chips? Like, that's the part I'm struggling with. Tell me, Jessica, if it was not January the 1st, all I wanted was some Chipotle. I wanted to go get a bowl from Chipotle. So excited. But I told myself, no chips. I'm not going to do it. Got there, ordered my bowl. They fixed it just right. So excited. Got to the cash register. That woman looked me in my eyes into the windows of my soul. She goes, do you want chips with that, sir?
And
what
did you say?
And what do you think I said? I said, I sure do.
Yes.
I sure do. And I told myself, that's it. Monday, I'm getting back on the bandwagon. Because that was like a weird week, right? It was like on a Friday. I was like, no big deal.
Yeah.
Monday, I'm getting back on the bandwagon. No fried foods, no matter what. Tell me, Jessica, yesterday at Qdoba over in Towson, did I order chips with my meal? Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
It is also, literally. I failed my New Year's resolutions twice so far.
And I've been seeing you munching away on the screen right here, too, while we've been recording. Like, the past week, I've been seeing you snacking,
I'm not good. My resolution game is so strong. I don't know if we'll get calls on this, but is there anybody listening right now in the great state of Maryland that can say, listen, it's the 8th day into the year, and I completely already ruined my resolution? I may be the only person, because they say about March is when, right?
Yeah.
Anybody listening right now, though, that says it's 8 days in and I've already flopped on my resolution, go ahead and call us or text us. Our phone number, 410. What's the number? 410-583-1065. 410-583-1065. And the Flock line coming up, too, before 9. You've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. I don't know if I'm just, I was expecting some kind of overwhelming response on this, Jessica.
You were.
But I'm not in the mood. Not in the mood today. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I haven't had chips in 4 days now. Just asking the question. Listen, the survey's out this morning. 80% of people in Maryland are going to flop on their New Year's resolution this year, okay? Mm. Most people will flop around March. I'm asking for people like me that have already flopped their New Year's resolution for this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sat here, I was like, yeah, answer the phones. They're going to go crazy. Jess, check that text line. That thing's going to blow up. All these people flopping on the New Year. It's been hard out here. And then what happened?
Nobody but you. It's just you. That's failing in that department.
Put Kirk on right now. Maybe the only man that has any dignity in this whole entire state.
Uh-huh.
Kirk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God. Thank God for Kurt, man. This is Kurt Appreciation Day on this show. We cannot be the only two people that have flopped in our resolutions for this year.
Just most people won't admit it.
That's right. We're real ones, Kurt. Well, what happened with you?
Well, I tried to say I wasn't going to eat junk food, mm-hmm. just good food, and I messed up too.
And what happened? When was the day? How long did you make it?
Yeah, what'd you have?
Yesterday, chocolate-covered pretzels.
I feel like this week just got to be thrown out. I feel like literally, like we got to throw out this week and just try, literally just try all over again, man. So I give you a lot of credit. Shout out to Kurt, by the way, for that one. Thank you so much for calling. Jessica? Yes.
We have one more. You guys are not alone.
Two real ones. Everybody's lying this morning. Go ahead.
Listener Ashley on Facebook said mine was drink less alcohol, but sure enough, that failed. You know what, Ashley? It's been a hard week, so I think you should give yourself a pass. Okay.
I think so. Let's see, Alex, can we go ahead and go into Flock Line now? Can we do it? Are we? Oh, we can. Let's do this thing. Come on.
R.
A. Working from home is the way.
V. E. Wait. S.
I can't wait to get back in the studio.
Ravens.
Welcome to the Ravens Flock Line. We do this on Purple Fridays, man. This is the chance for anybody that is a Ravens fan to call up our Kramer and Jess Flock Line and literally just go crazy. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as in-person pep rallies anymore. All we got is this.
And each other.
Y'all, we cannot go down like with the Titans like we did last year. It's not possible.
Absolutely not. No, we cannot.
Because like last year we can blow it off as like, oh yeah, what happened? That was crazy. This year, though, twice in a row? Come on. So what we're asking you to do, if you bleed purple, then what you need to do is call our Ravens Flock Line and just cheer the team on. It's that simple. Let me give you our new phone number. It's 833-FLOCKLINE. 833-FLOCKLINE. And let's get on the radio and cheer the team on. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Ashley from Pasadena, Maryland. I say go Ravens. I was at the playoff game last year when the Titans defeated the Ravens, and I know we are going to take them down this Sunday.
Hey, Aurora family from Harford County, Maryland, supporting the Ravens. Let's go, Ravens! Purple! Let's go, Ravens! Let's take down those Vegas blue boys! We got to take them down! Let's go, Ravens! On the way to the house! Let's go!
I just wonder where he was. Like, where did he record that in safety?
Like,
you know?
He was running. Like, I gotta go, but I love the Ravens. I love you. Yeah.
833-FLOCKLINE. Call it 833-FLOCKLINE. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Finley, and I'm in Nottingham, and go Ravens.
Super cute. Yeah, we need Ravens fans of all ages to call the Flock Line. I don't care if you're 3 or 103. 833-FLOCKLINE. Okay, so if you listen to this segment long enough, you know we have basically a dueling competition between two gentlemen to be the king of the Flock Line. And Priestley, who does the afternoon show here on Mix, typically, for a long time, this dude upheld the title, right?
And
Priestley, once again, calling in strong this week. Here's Priestley.
There it is! Let's go, Ravens! We need to avenge ourselves, boys! By the way, today, as I'm leaving this message, happy birthday, Lamar Miller!
belated now because it's Friday morning, but this is being left on Thursday, which is your birthday, Lamar! Lamar Jackson, you deserve the ring. I want you to go into Texas and show these boys what it's all about. Let's go, Ravens! Let's go, Lamar Milan! And everybody else, come on, Ravens, we can do this. Avenge ourselves from last year. Show them who's boss. Let's go, Ravens!
I mean, solid, solid. Always. And all morning long, I'd be like, yeah, Priestley wins this week. Best message.
100%.
But then listener Mikkel. Mikkel is just so good at this. Listen to Mikkel's flock line message for this week.
Good morning, Kramer. Good morning, Jess. It's me, Mikkel, fan favorite number four. And I have this to say. The Titans will topple this Sunday. It doesn't matter what their record is. It doesn't matter that the Ravens were bested in a prior game. The Titans will topple this Sunday. So strap in and strap up. It's the playoffs, baby! Fill your Ravens cup! The Titans will topple this Sunday! Go, Ravens!
Go, Ravens!
I think I'm gonna give it to Mikkel, man. I think it's Mikkel again this week.
It's his. He took it.
He's so good.
I'm inspired.
I am too. Go Ravens. We're feeling pumped. Hopefully you are too. If you're part of the flock, come on, call us 833-FLOCKLINE. And we'll get you on before about 9:45 this morning, okay?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.